let's start the Mishnah. That's what we'll go. Start the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Pierce the sabin me'achamo, oitachtem me'a an nesher or an shor, I'm not sure how to say it." Aisha Pierce, the Rabbi Akinoi, like a four-post bed. Sulu. Our players will gather in a few demeter, that they have two post beds, but that I have to go. Let's see Rashi. And the Shashli, all in the Kispin Nation, our Shulchan. So Rashi learns that in the Shara means it's for his own comfort. He doesn't want the leaves from the sack to fall down with his food. So he spreads a sabi. Sadi and Dover Makabu Tulu. Possible is Kaki will come up. Okay, fast number one. The Rashi learns that Mei Neshar is that it shouldn't be Neshar Shulchan. We'll see if not like places. Places different shot than Mei Neshar. That's like the schach shouldn't fall apart. Aisha Pierce al Gabi Akino. Kaleimar, oh yeah, people like Pierce from Mei Neshar. El Linoi al Mitosoi. Rather, it was al Mitosoi Linoi. Got a What's driving Rashi to learn that the keynote is Linoi? I could imagine that you could have a keynote that was Mei Neshar also. The same way he doesn't want to have Kisman falling into his soup. Doesn't want to have Kisman falling out his mattress while he's sleeping. So you could have a keynote for that too. So that would not be a chiddush. That wouldn't be a chiddush. Right, it's a chiddush. This is a chiddush tvei. Because then it would be possible after see the Mehem Shacharashi, else the Mitzachach Medover Makabal Tumah. Here it's Linoi, so he's not a Mitzachach Medover Makabal Tumah, but it's possible anyway, else Kinoi, else the oil. That's right, it's Rebusa. Even though it's not Mei Neshar, so it doesn't have a Shem Schach, see the Mehem Shacharashi, but it's possible anyway, else Tepsik oil. Shacharashi says, Okat the Kinoi, Fin Dalit Kondes, Lin Dalit Dagle Emito, Gvoyim, Nichim Kunsus Mijel Zagabein, the first in the Sadin, this is flagrant Rashi. This is an interesting Rashi. That the psul of kinoif is when it's rochik min aschach. Mashmah, if it would not be rochik min aschach, it wouldn't be possible. We'll see later why Rashi, and see in a minute why Rashi had to say that. I think there's a hechek for that in Rashi. But it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush din Rashi. That the psul, that the din of mitzvah kinoif. Tachas Akino, the din that Yoshin Tachas Amita, these halachas, not allowed to sleep in the oil, is where the oil was rochik min aschach. I don't know what the shir is, but it's rochik min aschach. Apparently, let's say if the kinev was up against the schach, was close to the schach, and it's mashmin rashi, then you would not have this din of hefsek oil. Wouldn't it be a separate oil? Come back in a second. The here, since it's not the shah, so it doesn't have a shem schach. Then the shah has a shem schach. That's a psul of misachach b'davar makabel tuma. That's Rashi Lashon. Yishu misachach b'davar makabel tuma. Rashi did it before also. No, actually, it's the first time Rashi's saying it. Right? It's Mavur in the Rashi, but the psul of Sadin of Nei Anishar, that it's misachach b'davar makabel tuma. It's al derech, we hadn't had some days. The lashon you learn with base, but I'll see them with base. Why such a lashon? Misachach v'davar makabel tuma by the ksheinus. Shula yomru misachach v'davar makabel tuma. So we ask you that that's the psul. The psul is that he's misachach v'davar makabel tuma. How is al derech the Rashi in testament base of like the word testament base of kamistar schach posul v'ari schach posul. He's a misachach of the davar makabel tuma. There's a schach posul. He's misachach with the schach posul. But that's only when it's mei in the shah that has a shem schach. But here it's not made a shah, the Lusukish across him. He's not putting it up for schach. He's putting it up for noi. When it's Lenoi, it doesn't have a Shem Schach. Rashi gonna say this later in the Gemara as well. Lenoi doesn't have a Shem Schach. If it doesn't have a Shem Schach, then he's not a Mesachach B'dover Makabel Tumah. Nonetheless, it's possible, Psula, for all different reasons. Shantain a Yeshiv Besukha, the oil mafzik b'nei. It's a different svar, hefzik oil. He's not Yeshiv Besukha. He's Yeshiv in the Kinoi. It's a different oil. So who cares if it has a Shem Schach or not? It's a different problem altogether. It's a problem of hefzik oil.
The Shad is Chach Lehogim. Hilkuch Mifsul Mishim Makabel Tumah. Avul in Ha'isa Ein Shem Schach Alei Ukshayach. So Rashi learns the Heter of an Ha'isa is that it doesn't have a Shem Schach. And Meili is not a Mesachach with the B'dover Makabel Tumah. Because it's not a Mesachach. When Ha'isa is not a Mesachach, it's not a Schach, it's not Lutzel, it's not Lehogim. Nay, and the Shah is Lahogan. Lahogan is called the Schach. Maybe it's a Masachet, but Dover Makabel Tumah. That's Shita Shash here in the Sukkah. The Philippine and the Oiso and the Shah, or Chama, is that Nay, and the Shah, Nay, Chama has a Shem Schach, so it's a Masachet, but Dover Makabel Tumah. When the Oiso doesn't have a Shem Schach, it's not Lahogan, so maybe it's not a Masachet, but Dover Makabel Tumah. The Kinef also is the Oiso. Taka in the Chrami, it's Taka not a Masachet, but Dover Makabel Tumah. That's a different problem of Hefsek oil. Oh, so how you could ask, Sadin l'na'isus k'sheira, why is it Sadin l'na'isus k'sheira? Granted that it's not a schach, but let it be a hefzik oil.
Now it's close.
Yeah, so that's why Rashi have to say, this is why Rashi have to say, this is where it comes from. Rashi's Rashi, it's mukhuch. Why don't you have mukhuch that for hefzik oil you need to have a, it has to be rochot min haschach. That's what comes out. And that's why Rashi had to say that the kinnik was rochok min haschach. In the Chrami, later on in the Gemara says, Itmar, the Gemara on the base, Itmar, noy sukha mufogim in arbo, Rav Nachman on the kshera, Rav Chis the bravo, Rav Puna on the psulu. So what's the reason for the psulu? If the noy is rochok min haschach, dalet fokim, what's the reason for the psulu? So Rashi says, Sula mishum oil mafzik. Rashi, even if it's the noy, it's not a schach. But if it's dalet falcom, so that it becomes like a kinef. The kinef is also the noy, but it becomes a hefzik oil. So one Rashi. Yeah, says Rashi. Let's finish the word a little bit. Pshitim dein shatan marum teim huden afilu nois levodik tanim dein shara uchad milsik tanim kamash mulam. Yeah, so Rashi. Further, Vieshma portion. So up to now we had Rashi Pshat. The psul over here is Mesachet B'dover Makabel Tumah, and the chiluk between the Na'isa and the Nishar is whether or not it has a Shem Schach. Vieshma portion, time of the psul is Mishnei Schoch. Let's say the psul of Sadin is Al Shnei Schoch. Shnei Shtokim, we had a lesson of the Rinashi many times. Shnei Shtokim means like Sukkot Hachasa Ilum.
Ashi holds if the Shulz Ashnei Shachom, meaning Muflug, the Gemara before it says Sukkot Achasukkah needs Aflaga. And what's the Shir Aflaga? I guess in the Gemara before, if Chizda does that Dalit Chachom. So if you're going to say the Ptul over here is Al Shnei Shachom, you're going to have to say that the case of the Mishnah is that the Sadin was Dalit Chachom, Rochot Meneskat. How could that be? Because then how can the Noisi be kosher? Became the little Dalit Shli Mutsli Memorable and Isaac Shayer that you possibly come up when Isaac come a fucking Dalit Meneskat, Mishim Shnei Shachom. Rav Chizkiah himself says in Amud Beis that if the Noi was Muflag Dalit Fakim, it's possible. It's possible. So how could over here we say the Noi is Sukshayr? Must be. We're talking about where the Sadin is not Rochik Menaschach. The Sadin is not Rochik Menaschach. The Sadin is not Rochik Menaschach. So then it's not Shnei Shachim. That's Shittas Rashi. We can't be going here with the Psul of Shnei Shachim, but Shnei Shachim needs to be Muflag. Even though the Chara we saw Rashi before by Sukkot Achasa Ilon. Learns that it is a psalm of Shnei Shachim. And it's not there, and it's only Choftan. Choftan is not Rochik Dalit. So you have to say this, we talked about before, you have to say that an Elon is different. That an Elon has a separate Shem, Sukkot Achasa Elon. The Elon is a Shem of Neatzmoy, and therefore doesn't need a Haflogah to be separate. And Bias, presumably, also is a Shem of Neatzmoy. But here, it's not an Elon. The Sadr is not an Elon, it's not a Bias. What is it? It's a Schach. Achposel, so that's Mustafa's Achposel, but it's not kosher. But al Shnei Shachim, there's only three categories. In Shnei Shachim, there's only three categories. Sukkot Achasa Ilon, Sukkot Achasa Bayis, and Sukkot Achasa Sukkah. And Sukkot Achasa Sukkah has to be Mufluk. So you want to say that here, Sadin is possible, al Sukkot Achasa Sukkah, al Shnei Shachim, so you would need a Haflaga. And the case obviously is not with a Haflaga. That's Rashi Shekhov against this Yesh Mufluk. From my side, I mentioned before, the Meiri holds. That the Meiri brings that it is al Shnei Shachim, and he says, where's the Haflaga? So he says that Psula Garlic, the fact that it's possible, gives it a separate identity. You only need a Haflaga that it shouldn't be one Schach. Here, anyway, it's not one Schach, because I see this is Sagan and this is Schach. This is the Kosher part, this is the Possum part. That itself separates it and makes it into Shnei Shachim. And Rashi's not Nichotim Machazah. The Chaitel is strange in Rashi, though, because the last three words in Rashi, Mishum Shnei Shachim. Rashi says, if it's Muflug, if the Sadin would be Muflug, the case can't be, the Sadin can't be Muflug, because then how would the Noi be kosher? Gemara says in Amud Beis, Rav Chizkiah himself says in Amud Beis that if it's Muflug, it's possible. It's possible. But why is it possible if it's Muflug? What did Rashi say in Amud Beis? I'll what? Oil Mapsik. Why are we here to say all of a sudden Nishnei Shachim? But we're going to get it later on in places very much, but we'll say it right now. So like this, why Taka does Rashi learn when the Noi is Muflug with the head and on the base? So why does Rashi learn that when the Noi is Muflug the Psul is Al Oyel Mafsik? Why not say that the Psul is Taka Al Shnei Shachim? After all, Rashi was willing over here to entertain that it's Shnei Shachim. He just says because he need Al Flogah. Well, if it's Dalit Fokim, Rechitza Sheik did that Shnei Shachim is Dalit Fokim. Rechitza himself holds that flock of Sach Basel is Dalit Fokim. So why not learn on the days that the Psul Tak is our Shnei Shachim? Right? It's my Noi Sukkah Muflogim and a Dalit. I'm Nachman and Mekshay, Rechitza, Rav, Rav, Ami Psula. Why not say that the Psul Tak is Shnei Shachim? Because you have a Flogim, if you have Arba Tvokim. The Shir Haflogah, Shmuel holds 10 Tvachim, Rav Chizkiah himself holds 4 Tvachim. So why did Rashi on the base learn that the Psul is al Oyel Mafsik? Why not learn that the Psul is al Shnei Shachim? Could be two things. Could be Poshut. The Rashi doesn't want to say al Shnei Shachim because the Shir Haflogah of Shnei Shachim is a Machalik, Shmuel holds 10 Tvachim.
So we're gonna if we're gonna say the pshat in the chizda is that noy that's muflug dalat is al shnei srochim, that means we're tying up that halacha of chizda, the halacha of chizda on base, we're tying it to a chizda nomen out. We're making it to a chizda l'shitasa, which will mean it's not a halacha. And a chizda not the only player over here. There's another madamer also, Rabbi Ravuna, and the Gemara doesn't say that somebody's chaylik. And the Gemara on base doesn't say that there's another shita you need ten tefachim. If a chizda will be l'shitasa, then it's posel al shnei schochim. If the pshat in a chizda is that it's posel al shnei schochim, and you need a shir dalat bochim because that's the shir of afloga shnei schochim, so the Gemara should bring another mandava. Shmuel says ten tefachim. Like there's no zecher yom beis that there should be a ten tefachim mandava. No, there's a shita that knows that there's a shita from Nachman that knows is kosher altogether. That I don't care that it's mufak. It doesn't say that there's a mandamu who holds that there's a different shear of ten tefachim. That must be showing a little bit. There's a discussion about it. But let's say just in Rashi, it could be that Rashi just didn't want to say there of chizav is l'shitosik. That's a whole can of worms. You're going to make a chizav l'shitosik. That means that according to Shmuel, the shear is going to be ten tefachim. It's going to mean there of chizav nomad beis and not lahalacha or l'shitosik nomad aleph. And how come the Gemara has to bring another mandamu that is ten tefachim? So Rashi says maybe a nechami, maybe a little bit of chizav. Taka ishnei tefachim. But Rashi says that's not the only problem, because if that was the only problem, then that would be totally the machlokes of Chizkiah and Shmuel. But Rashi says no, if it's muflag dalad, then you have a different problem, that there's oil mafsik. And that already, maybe the Shiloh Kuliyam is dalad problem. In the oil mafsik, that it has to be offered when it's back in order to be a separate oil, the only reason why Shmuel said you need 10 shvokim is kechsher kapsuluk. The din of oil mafsik is nothing to do with kechsher kapsul. It's not a psul of sukkah tachas sukkah. It's a psul of nafsnei tachas. It's not a psul of sukkah tachas sukkah. It's a psul of oil mafsik. It's a din of oil mafsik. Yoshin tachas amito. You don't need kechsher kapsul. So it's a separate issue that the oil is mafsik between the person and the sukkah. So therefore Rashi Nomad Bey says that's the emes. The emes is that if it's dalat tochem, if the noy is dalat fochem rofik minaschach, so that's the emes that it's an oil mafsik and it's not shnei schochem. I mean, maybe shnei schochem also according to chizda, but you don't have to come out to shnei schochem. You don't have to come out to the machlokes how much is the aflog of shnei schochem. You can say poshut that it's an oil mafsik. That could be. Could be there's another reason why Rashi didn't want to say that it's shnei schochem. Rashi on the base. Because Rashi's whole shita is that Lenoy is not a schach. Rashi's whole shita in the Mishnah is that the difference between Mvei Nishar and Lenoy is that Mvei Nishar is a Shem schach, and Lenoy doesn't have a Shem schach. If Lenoy doesn't have a Shem schach, so the same way it doesn't have a Shem schach, Le'inyan, you know, the Mesachach, but not a Mekabel Duma, because you're not a Mesachach. So who adin that it shouldn't have a Shem schach, Le'inyan Shnei Schochen? Presumably. Maybe it's a Mokum Lechal. But let's say presumably. If it's not a schach, then it's not a schach for Shnei Schochen either. So Meile, Rashi L'shitosa, he couldn't learn on Amid Beis, that the Rashi L'shitosa on Amid Beis couldn't learn that when the noy is muflag dalat tochem, it's posel al shnei schochem, because the noy is not a schach. Maybe we have to learn this also. Let's say that. There could be another reason also where Rashi didn't want to learn Shnei Schochem, because maybe for Shnei Schochem you would have to. This noy, how big is it? How wide is it? Maybe it's only a tefach. Or tefach. For oil mafsik, all you need is a tefach. For Shnei Schochem, it's not more than a tefach. For Shnei Schochem, you probably need a shir sukkah, zayin tefachim. We have to saw the Piskiriyah says that, he says in Shmuel anyway, kechsher kapsul, you need zayin tefachim. Maybe it's only Shmuel, maybe in a chizdana. But let's focus on this second thing. I think that's probably endless. That according to Rashi, that the noy is not a schach. So the same way it's not a schach le'inyan, the psul of mesachich v'dover makabel tumo, so it's not a schach le'inyan, the concept of shnei schachim. It's not shnei schachim because l'noy is not a schach. So oil mafsik, fine, the meat is also oil mafsik, but it's not shnei schachim. That's number one. Because the tree is also a sach. The tree is also, we're going to see, you know, this is going to be an even by itself, but not up. Is a tree called a sach? Is a tree itself? No, a lot of sach posel. A sadin is also sach posel. A lin shabnei and the shah is also sach posel. Sach posel is still called a sach. A sadin, when it's nay and the shah, is called a sach. It's schach posel, but it's a schach. So therefore you're a mesachich v'dom v'makabal tumul. A sadin, it's a noy, since it's not lohogen, doesn't have a shem schach at all, it's not called a mesachich v'dom v'makabal tumul. That's a rashi learns the Mishnah with the Chizkan. So I'm saying that the same way a sadin, when it's lenoy, doesn't have a shem schach le'inyin mesachich v'dom v'makabal tumul, so it doesn't have shem schach le'inyin shnei schachan either. We'll have to discuss, what about Ilun? But presumably, maybe Ilun's itself. If an Ilun is Litzel, then it's the same as a Sadim, then a Shach. When it's Lahogin, when it's Litzel, then it has a Shem Schach, then again, and it's Mesachach, Vedorma, Makabal Tumma, and so on. The Emes Mestara that way, because by Ilun we said that there is a problem with Mestara Schach Tosl Vahari Schach Kosh. And Rashi over here says that it's not called Mesachach, Vedorma, Makabal Tumma, unless it has a Shem Schach. And a Shem Schach has to be Lahogin. So the pastor says that Ilun's also Lahogin. We'll see in a second, we'll know that it'll be even by itself. But upon, meanwhile, let's assume. So maybe like this. That's Hakdama number one. That Rashi number Beis L'shitosei. Rashi can't learn that Noi, when it's Muflag Dalet, that the Psul is Asnei Schachim. Because Rashi's whole Shita is that L'Noi doesn't have a Shem Schach. That's the Heter of L'Noi. Nekuda number one. Nekuda number two. And he was sort of jumping way into what really the deep parts of the Sukkah, which we're not up to yet, but let's jump in. Why does Rashi bring this Yesh Mefarshim now? Why did he bring it right away in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Psula. And the Mishnah, Rashi used to say that he holds the reason why it's possible is because he's Mesach V'Dom HaMakav V'Tom V'Yesh Mepashim Asnei Schachim. Why did he wait till the Gemara about the noise?
But that's his whole guy.
Then
Rashi ends up
with Sheira. Yeah.
But isn't Rashi
brings
to the end?
Because
they said they came to the
Mifligi
Dalet.
Oh, because that's his whole ride, right, it's stuck up the Yesh Mepashim. Yeah. Oh, could be right. Rashi brings it now because now is his opportunity to shoot it down. Because his whole ride against it is the Chisav and Oisik Sheira, and it must be not Mifligi Dalet because more than the base. Yeah, that's Hakemis. Okay, so that thing's not a deep. So maybe I'll say the vote, but I want to say without that deep, because you're right, the deep is not deep. Rashi learns that chiluk between the Oisim and the Shara is that the Oisim does not have Shem Schach and the Shara, since it's Lahogin that has a Shem Schach. There is another possibility. How to understand the difference between the Oisah and the Nishah. And that is, we'll see later maybe, show him such a sheep, that the Maile of the Oisah is that it's toppled to the Sach. And the shire, it's for his own comfort. It shouldn't get his soup shouldn't get dirty. So that's not tough to the schach. But l'noisa, he's coming to be miyap of the schach. So that's tough to the schach. That's a very simple way to learn the chiluk between the Noisa and the Anisha. We have such a concept that was some that the Noisa is tougher. The whole idea of Noisuka and Muksa. Why Noisuka and Muksa? Because they're tougher to the Sukkah. So we can say the same thing over here. When the Sanan is the Noi, so it's Noisuka, it's part of the Sukkah, it's tougher to the Sukkah. The Anishar, the Moshal, and Dinim Muksa, Noisuka and Muksa. What if it was Sanan, the Anishar? Some is not Muksa. Because it's not Noisuka, it's not part of the Sukkah, it's not bottle to the Sukkah. That would be a simple way to learn, very attractive. It comes right away to mind. This is Noisuka, this is not Noisuka. Sadan is Noisuka. Sadan with Noi is Noisuka, so it's part of the Sukkah. If it's Mitnei and the Shah, it's not Noisuka, it's not part of the Sukkah. So why does Rashi not learn the Vast of Shah? Because the way Rashi learns that the Psul of the Mishnah is Mesachach, the Dover Makabal Tumah, that you're Mesachach with Sach Bosul, then saying that it's part of the Sach is not going to make things any better. If anything, it makes it worse. Because now it means it's part of the Sach and it's Sach Bosul. You have to be madgish. It's not like Choftun. Choftun where it's Botul Beroyev and it's not Nikah Be'en. So then the Psul goes away. Then it becomes, then you take away that it's not Sach Bosul. We take Anfeilu and it's Choftun and it's not Nikah and it's Botul Beroyev. So Rashi said in Testament Base that then it's Ois Sach Bosul. Then it's not Sach Bosul anymore. That about you don't have over here. The noy doesn't become schach kosher. When you mishach the noy, it doesn't become schach. It doesn't become schach kosher. If you had schach that was chamos removed mitziloso, but you put up a lot of noy, and now it becomes chamos removed chamoso loshemanim elum, then it's going to be kosher. The noy doesn't become schach kosher, but it becomes part of the schach. We didn't noy sukkah, it's tofel to the schach, but it's schach posel. So Mela Rashi held you can't learn pshat in the Mishnah that l'noy. The reason why when the tzadim is the noy it's kosher is because it's tough, it became part of the schach. Why would that make things better? If anything, it would make things worse. Because then it means that part of my schach is schach bosel. So Rashi has to find a different shach. So Rashi says the noy means because it's the heter of the noy is a different shach altogether, because since it's not lahogim, it doesn't have a shem schach called. But what if you learn shach in Mishnah like the Eish Mefarshim? That the psul is al shnei schachim. Doing like the Yesh Mefarshim, that the psul of the mission is Shnei Schochen, then it helps that it's tuffel to the Schach. Because in the more it's tuffel to the Schach, the less it's Shnei Schochen. Because that's Shnei Schochen. It's only Shnei Schochen if it's two different things. But to the extent that it's tuffel to the Schach, then it's not Shnei Schochen. So maybe the Fili Yesh Mefarshim, even though Rashi doesn't spell it out, but the Fili Yesh Mefarshim, it's Misbakesh, that's the mission of the Yesh Mefarshim, where they're coming from. It's because that's how they learned the chiluk between the Noisa and the Anishah. That's what I wanted to say. That's why Rashi brings the Eishim Mefarshim over here. Yeah, seeing Anishah, you don't need to say that. Rashi had a different reason why he waited over here to say it, because this is his opportunity to gun it down. But nonetheless, I think it's Nitin Le'Omer that was driving the Eishim Mefarshim is because that's how they learned the chiluk between the Anishah and the Noisa. They learned the chiluk is because the Noisa is tuffel to the Schach. And the Nei and the Shara is something separate from the Schach. Which means that the psul that we're talking about can't be Rashi psul of the Schach of the Dorm and Makabal Tumma. That wouldn't make any sense. But it must be, we're talking about the psul of Shnei Schochem. There, that makes a lot of sense. When it's the Noi, it's tuffel to the Schach, so it's one thing, it's not Shnei Schochem. When it's not Lenoi, when it's Nei and the Shara, then it's separate from the Schach. So then it becomes Shnei Schochem. That's the Pshat in the Yesh Mefarshim. So Mele is Gevaldik. Rashi l'shitosoi, who holds that when it's l'noy, it doesn't have a shem schach. So Rashi can't learn that when it's rochik, then the Gemara Medbeis, noy sukkah, that the rochik dal tochem, Rashi can't learn that the psul is because now it becomes shnei schochem. The whole sheet of Rashi is that l'noy doesn't have a shem schach. Masheken, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, learned that the psul of the Mishnah al shnei schochem. And the heter of l'noy is not because noy doesn't have a shem schach. The heter of noy is because it's tuffel to the sukkah. That's why it's not shnei schochem. Well, if it's rochik min haschach, if it's dalet rochik away from the schach, and now it's not tuffel to the schach anymore, then it's takah shnei schochem. Then it's takah shnei schochem.
Sorry, can I just repeat one more time?
The Rashi Lishitosi learns that the heter of Lanoi is because Noi is not a schach. Lapsed. It's not Lahogan, it's not a Shem schach. Well, if Noi doesn't have a Shem schach, so then when you take the Noi and you move it down for Tvachim, it still doesn't have a Shem schach. So the psul can't be Shnei Schachim. So what's the psul? Akoch the psul is Oil Mafsik. Mashiachin, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, the whole pshat in the Yesh Mefarshim, which really where they're really coming from, because they learned the hefter of noise because it's tofel to the schach, and that's why it's not shnei schachim. The din of the mission is shnei schachim. The problem of sadin is shnei schachim, and when the hefter of lenoi is that it's not shnei schachim because it's tofel to the schach. Well, Reb Chita says that if you move four tvachim away, then it's not tofel to the schach. If it's not tofel to the schach, then it becomes like nei and shai. Then it's chayzit to be shnei schachim. Yeah, he's quoting the Yesh Mefarshim. Okay. I mean, no, I'm sorry, he's sucking them up, but he's good at it. He's going within the Yesh Mefarshim. He's talking in their terms. He's saying, look, you need a halacha. So you want to say Yesh Neschochem, you want to say the absolute Neshah Neschochem, but then you need a haflaga. And you can't see the cases where you have a haflaga. Because if you had a haflaga, whatever, the kasha is still the same kasha. The kasha didn't change, but he's talking on their terms. So he talks about haflokim making it to shnei schachim, because that's about the Yeshim Parshim Shita. The Yeshim Parshim Shita is that the head of the oisle is tofel to the schach. So then obviously, if it's dalet tvachim, rofik min eschach, and therefore it's not, that's for sure. When the Rav Chista said that if it's muflik dalet tvachim, it's posel, it's because it's not tofel to the schach. Ben l'rashi, ben l'yeshim Parshim, the vort of being rofik dalet tvachim, and now it's not tofel to the schach. But what does that do? So Rashi says it makes it into royal mafsik. The Yesh Mefarshim would hold that the whole heter of Lanois in the first place was that it was tofel to the schach. Otherwise, the Shnei Schachim. So now, if it's rofik dalet tvachim in a schach, and now it's not tofel to the schach, so what does it become? Obviously, it becomes Shnei Schachim. That's how they point to them about it. That's the emes. So there's a big giluy in these last three words in Rashi. I think there's a big giluy in this fundamental issue between Rashi and the Yesh Mefarshim. They're already arguing about something fundamental, but they're not only arguing about what's the reason why the Mishnah apostles. Rashi is the Mishnah apostles as mesachik with over mekabel tumah, that there's a schach posel over here that's mesurif for the schach, and the Yesh Mefarshim learns no, it's a problem of shnei schachim. But what I think Rashi is giving away in these last three words is that there's a corollary. Because then they're also arguing about what's the difference between the Na'isim and the Shah. The Yesh Mefarshim learn Pashut. The Pashut the difference. The Na'isim is Na'isukkah. Na'isukkah is part of the Shah. So it's not Shnei Shachim. If the Na'isukkah is not Na'isukkah, if it's not Na'isukkah, then it becomes Shnei Shachim. That's the most Pashut of Shachim in the Gemara. In the Chistel. But it's only available to the Yesh Mefarshim because they learn that the Psul is the Psul of Shnei Shachim. So then, Noisuk is not Shnei Schochem, because Chaket is part of the Schach. But Rashi rejects that shot. He says, because if it would be Al Shnei Schochem, you need a Hafloga. Rashi holds you would need a Hafloga for Shnei Schochem, even though it's Chach Basel. Rashi doesn't have an Iri's idea. He says, you would need a Hafloga. No, you don't have a Hafloga. So Rashi rejects that shot. He says, no, it's not a Psul of Shnei Schochem. It's a Psul of Mesachik Vedor Makabel Tumah. The basic psul of sadin is mesachik v'dover makabel tumah. In mesachik v'dover makabel tumah, you can't say the difference between lenoi and the nei and the shar is that lenoi is noi sukkah and it's tofel to the schach. What does that help me? Noi sukkah, it's still schach posel. The more it's tofel to the schach, the worse it is, because that means that part of my schach is schach posel. So therefore, Rashi has to learn a whole different halach in the chiluk between noi and the shar. Rashi's learned the chiluk is not that noi is tofel to the schach and the shah is not tofel to the schach, but rather that noi, since it's not lehogein, doesn't have a shem schach in itself, so it's not called mesachik v'schach posel because it's not a schach at all. And nei and the shah, since it's lehogein from nei chama, since it's lehogein, so then it has a din of schach, and then you call the mesachik then you're mesachik v'schach posel. Yeah, it's very clear. Very clear. Agel Ruch, I think according to the Yesh Mefarshim, we don't need Rashi's word that Kinoi is only has to be Rochek Meneschach. Because for Rashi is very big chiddush. This chiddush that the psul of Kinoi, Yoshin Tachas Amito, doesn't say anywhere in Pesukim and Gemara that the din of Yoshin Tachas Amito is only for Mitas Rochek Meneschach. Rashi's Mechadish over here. Rashi needs to say it. Because Rashi was bothered. Otherwise, why if the Sadin Lenoi, why is it okay? Granted, it doesn't have a Shem Eschach, but it's still an oil mafsik. We have to say, if oil mafsik has to be covered for this, the oil mafsik has to be offered for an Eschach. And if you put the plug on the way, then it becomes an oil mafsik. That's the Rashi number base. That's the Rashi number base. The Fidei Yesh Mefarshim, you don't need that. The reason why Sadin is not mafsik al soil, the reason why a Sadin doesn't pass the oil mafsik, I mean, if it's Mevein Hashem, maybe it does, but when it's Lenoi, the reason why it doesn't pass the oil mafsik, is because it's nice sukkah, it's tuffle to the sukkah. It's tuffle to the tzchach. So Rashi doesn't have the notion that the sadin is tuffle to the tzchach. And Rashi doesn't make any appearance. There's no notion the tzchach is the sadin is tuffle to the tzchach. It's not tuffle to the tzchach. The reason why Lenoi is kosher is because it's not a tzchach at all. But there's no notion in Rashi. Doesn't in Rashi's scheme of things, there's no swerve here that the noy is total to the sky. That the sadin rather is total to the is. There's no such thing in Rashi. You don't have this notion that the noy per se out noy is bottle to the sky. Just because it's a na'isa, that therefore it's bottle to the sky. Rashi doesn't have that. So Rashi has to say. So why is it not an oil mafsik? Because it's not rochek from the sky. But according to the Yesh Mefarshim, Lenoi is tuffle to the tzchach. That's why it's not oil mafsik. And the kinoif is not the kinoif is not noy sukkah. The kinoif might be noy in itself. It's noy of the mito, but it's not noy of the tzchach. The kinoif is not going to bottle to the tzchach. So noy is oil mafsik. You don't need to say that the kinoif is rochek min hatzchach. Okay. So now. We're going to come back to these issues, we're going to revisit these issues when we get to the tests. Now, there's an obvious problem in Rashi. Rashi learns that the psul of the Mishnah, the reason why Sadin is possible, Sadin lay on the shark, Sadin of the Mishnah, the reason why it passes, not because of Shnei Schochem, Rashi holds. For that, you would have to have a flogger, and there's no flogger over here. The reason why it's possible is because you're mischachet v'dover makabel tum. Which is a chiddush, because that means that even though I have enough schach, like I said, how much schach do I have in this case? Obviously, I have enough. I have this. It's a sukkah, it's a regular sukkah. The schach itself is a kosher schach. Pastors. Even the goyim said not that it's very sure goyim. If I don't have enough schach, If I don't have enough schach, then why would Sadin the Noisa be kosher? Sadin could be the Noisa from today till tomorrow, but I don't have enough schach. The Rosh has the cash in the Goyim. The place brings the Goyim that the Commission Stack is talking about, you don't have enough schach. The Rosh has the Goyim, what are you talking about? So then I have you on the Noisa chair. So I don't know what to do with the Goyim. But I could put a lot of the pastors in the Mishnah is that we're talking about where you have enough schach. And nonetheless, a Sadin. When a sadin lets them play on a shar or a neachama, since it has a shem schach, it's possible because it's called mesachich. Because you're a mesachich b'schach possible. Not because again, not al shnei schachim, but al schach possible. The schach possible, which is the sadin, passes the sukkah, even though the sukkah shela atzma has enough schach. So what's the problem? Rashi tests on the base. Rashi and Tesla base holds that's told by Tosus. That's not true. That's Chach Posel in the Chubra over there is the case. That the Elon that's in Elon, as Chach Posel doesn't pass if the Sukkah has a shear, then the Elon, if the Elon has a shear also in Tzilosa Ruma Chamosa, then it's Shnei Schochem. But if Elon is Chamsa Ruma Tzilosa, so Rashi holds that even though the Chayre is Mistav Chach Posel, but it's Chach Kosher. So it's not a problem. Only if the schach itself doesn't have a shear, I needed to come on to the Elon, the sparse Elon, to be mashlim the shear, then the Gemara says, how come it's possible about it's not kosher? That's Rashi in Testament Beis. He read the Gemara. How come it's possible about it's not kosher? So Rashi read, because I don't have enough schach. So I need the Anfei Elon, so then it's a problem. But if I had enough schach, then I can ignore the Anfei Elon. Because there's no problem with how come it's star schach possible about it's not kosher. So it's a choice to steer to Rashi over here.
Here by
Rashi, that's a chiluk in Shnei Schochem. In Shnei Schochem, Elon has a separate Shem, you don't need a haplogger. Over here, it doesn't have a separate Shem, you need a haplogger.
But
we're not talking about Shnei Schochem. We're talking about the Psul of Hakim, Mistar Schach Possel, Bahari Schach Koshel. Mistachet Beschach Possel. So Rashi in the Testament base holds that if this, as long as I have enough Schach, I don't care about the Schach Possel. So why over here, I have enough Schach. So why can I ignore the Schach Possel? But the Elon Chai also is a Shem Schach. I mean, Yesh Lodim Adobim. Maybe that's going to be. So we're going to have to walk through, we're going to have to dot all of our eyes and see. Maybe that's going to be a Chiluk. But let's go through the possibilities. But Kaponim, this has to be addressed. That Rashi knows, B'kitzer, it's the issue of the Rivah, the Rav Yod, this major Machlokes Yishayim, Shita Satoisvis, and Shita Rashi in Testament Beis, is that Schach Posel does not passel what's underneath it. Right, that's the way we talk. The Shittas HaRav Yod, Shittas HaRosh, the Ran, the Ritva, those Rishayim and the Rabban, they all Schach Posel passes with underneath it. Machlokes how to learn the Gemara in Testament Beis, how come it's Schach Posel Vadi Schach Kosher. Rashi learns it means, not that Rashi and Tosis over there learn, the Schach Posel doesn't pass with underneath it, then I have enough Schach. So what's the Gemara's Kasher? The Gemara's Kasher is, what if I don't have enough Schach? And I have to use the Elon to be Mitzarev to the Shear, then I have a problem. But if I don't need the Elon to make up the Shear, because I have enough Shear, I have enough Schach, so Shalom Al Yisrael with no problem. That's Rashi and Tosis. On the other end, the Rivah, the Rav Yom, the Rosh, all those Rishonim, they all know, the Schach Posel passes what's underneath it. The Rosh says, because the cell of the top one stirs the cell of the bottom one. Whatever the Hezbollah is, but the Schach Posel passes what's underneath it, and the Gemara's Kasha is, I have enough Schach, but since the Schach Posel, the Anfeil, and Posel, the Schach is directly underneath, so Mela, that Schach becomes Schach Posel. So now, part of my schach is schach posel, and that schach is part of what makes up my sukkah. And that's the problem. So the hokum is star schach posel, I schach kosher, according to the Rivah. Again, this is old hat. According to the Rivah, it's just a different way to read the Gemara. You have a sukkah, this is from looking down, here's my sukkah, it's still also a chamosa, but parts of my schach are no good, because those parts are under an elon. So when the Gemara says hokum is star schach posel, I schach kosher, we're not talking about the elon, we're talking about the schach itself. These little pieces of schach, when they're under the elon, they're schach posel, because they're under an elon, and they're mitzarev to the shear, and that's why it's no good. So that's the machlekes Yishayim that we've been busy with. It hasn't been busy, we've been busy with the whole time. So now it popped up again, because we have a steer in Rashi. Rashi in Testament Beis holds, not like the Rivah, not like the Rav Yoh. He holds like Tosfos, that I don't care that I have schach posel, as long as I have enough schach kosher, I can ignore the schach posel. I have enough schach, I'm good to go, I have enough schach kosher, forget the schach posel. And Rashi over here holds, that even although I have enough schach, but if it's an elon, so I'm called a mesachach b'dover makabel tuma. I'm called a mesachach b'schach posel. So that's the steer. Now, the image is we already saw a steer in Rashi. It's not the first time we had a steer in Rashi. We already had a steer from Rashi on the top of Yudim Adam. By the case of Sukkah Tachach Sukkah, we had schach l'mala me'esrim. And Rashi implies that we have schach l'mala me'esrim, then it passels the schach that's directly below, even though the schach on top is chamsim ruvah. So it's not a Shnei Schach. And the Schach below is Tzilosim Ruvah. Nonetheless, Rashi holds that the Posel of Schach, L'malam Esrim, passels the Schach that's directly underneath it. Just here in Rashi. So Rav Yosef says Rashi was Chayzer. Okay, Rashi was Chayzer, so maybe here's L'Acha Chazar. Still not so Gevaldik, because, Rashi before the Chazar also had to have a Pshat in this Mishnah. How did Rashi before the Chazar learn this Mishnah? Maybe he learned like the Yesh Mepharshim. Right, that's already a lot to say. The Rashi before the Chazor held like the Yesh Mepharshim. That's already a lot of Chazor to be putting in there.
There's a chilek between when someone actually queries about a sandin, as opposed to I haven't built my sukkah and there haven't been elon on the top. That it's hard to say that it's not going to start. I'm not going to put it up.
Okay, so we could be mechazor. I think we could say benusach after, but the husband's going to come to the same thing. I want to go through, in theory, just the cheshbon. There's three possibilities. I think there's three possibilities how to deal with this problem. I mean, we're not the first people to discover this problem. This is obviously a basic problem here in Rashi. And there's three possibilities. Possibility number one. Is to say that Rashi only rejects the Riva. Let's use that terminology just for shorthand. Do you hold like the Riva? Do you not hold like the Riva? Rashi over here sounds like the Riva. Rashi in Testament Beis is against the Riva. Now we don't have to keep saying the whole thing. So I would say like this: that we could say that maybe Rashi only rejects the Riva when we're talking about an Ilum that's Chamser Umutzilos. Talking about a little bit of Chachos. You have a little bit of Schach Fossil, you could ignore it. I have enough Schach Kosher. I have some Schach Fossil. Schach Fossil itself is not really made, still it's Chamsim Ruba, so I could ignore it. I have enough Schach Kosher. But in a case where, like a Sadden, where my Schach Fossil is Tzilosim Ruba. So again, it's not Shnei Schochem, because it's not a flow, but that's Rashi's whole sheet over here. It's not called Shnei Schochem. But as far as mitzvah of schach posel, about his schach kosher is concerned, here Rashi would be related to the Riva, that if the schach posel is tzilosu meruba, then you can't ignore it, and you still call the mesachach v'dover makabel tumah. You call the mesachach v'schach posel. They will say like this, that when I have a kosher schach, and my ilon is chamsu meruba, only a little bit of ilon, a little bit of schach posel, so I'll say, my schach is my tel is my schach. The thing that I'm mischach is my schach. I listen. The ilum itself is not enough to be a schach. So that's called a mischach for schach kosher. I'm not a mischach for schach posel. Unless I need the schach posel to make up the shear, then it's mischach schach. You know, that's the more definite base. If I don't have enough schach, I need to come on to the siruf of the ilum, then I'm stuck. But if I don't need the ilum, and the ilum itself is chamsim ruba, so I can say my schach is the schach kosher. My schach is this good schach down here, which is tzilosim ruba and self sufficient. And the Elon is just a little bit of Elon. And Mela, it's called a Mesachach with, I'm not a Mesachach Pesach Pesach, I'm a Mesachach Pesach Pesach. But in the case of the Sadden, where the Sadden is also Tzilosim Ruba, so then like, Umehai Mehai, what makes me a Mesachach Pesach Pesach more than a Mesachach Pesach Pesach? The Pesach Pesach is as big as my Pesach Pesach. So I don't have a right to say, oh, I'm a Mesachach Pesach Pesach. What are you a Mesachach Pesach Pesach? You have as much Pesach Pesach as you have Pesach Pesach. They're both full-fledged Tzilosim Ruba. So here already you call the Mesachach Pesach Posel. That's possibility number one. In Svara, difficult a little bit. I'm not saying it's a great Svara. But maybe you can say like that. Rashi only holds that you can ignore the Schach Posel when you have a Tzilosim Ruba of Schach Kosher and a Chamosim Ruba of Schach Posel, so then you can ignore the Schach Posel. What? Well, you must have got a bittul. But here when I'm saying I'll spit because I'm talking about Bidl Roy, it's not Choftan. But still, you can ignore it. You can ignore it. The Chamosim movie, you could ignore it.
We're
not Lamal Maestrum. No, so we're not answering. So then we'll have to say it in the Chamosim. It doesn't help us at all for Lamal Maestrum. For that, we'll say we'll be stuck with the Rabbi Yodah, Rashi was place. In the Chamosim, this will not help us at all for Lamal Maestrum. Because Lamal Maestrum is also Chamosim Ruba. And there, Rashi does hold like the Riva. Okay, so we have a Rabbi Yodah, Rashi was place. For that works, Rashi was place. But as far as this Rashi is concerned, how Rashi and Testament Beis read the Mishnah, this is a possibility. I'm not saying this is like wonderful, but we have to. I don't want to ignore all the possibilities. So this is a possible chiluk. And Chori to ask a kasha. It's going to be kasha in all the Mahalpa, but it's not really kasha at all. Just to make sure, if Rashi holds that when you have a lot is half fossil, so then you can't ignore it. And there, and then he agrees to the Riva that it's mistar of schach posel, not schach posel, or you call the mesachet for schach posel. So then, why don't we need exeris a kosel of sukkatachas ilon? Why don't we need exeris a kosel of shnei schochem? Every sukkatachas ilon, which is shnei schochem, typically, but since I have so much schach posel, so it's a mitzvah mesachet for schach posel. Anyway, why don't we know what that's going to be? And the Riva is anyway that way. I mean, well, Riva, we don't know that. But that's certainly possible. It's the Pasha that means the Chofter. When you have Bitul Beroy, so the problem of Mesach of the Schach Posel goes away, because it's Bitul Beroy, and the Schach Posel becomes no longer Schach Posel. But for Shnei Schochem, Chofter doesn't help. That we already spoke about. Because Shnei Chofter is nothing. For the Shnei Schochem, Chofter doesn't help. Because Shnei Schochem has nothing to do with Psul. Bitul Beroy takes off the Psul, but it's still Shnei Schochem. That's the Gemara Testament base. So that's mahalach possibility number one. Possibility number one. We'll just be mahalach in schach posel when I have a lot of it, and schach posel when I have a little. When you have only a little bit of tzchach posel, then Rashi doesn't hold from the rejects the Rifa. When you have a lot of tzchach posel, then it obtrudes itself in our attention, then you can't ignore it, and then you're misafik, then already you agrees to the Rifa, that you call them as, not exactly agrees to the Rifa. Then Rashi holds, it's not the Nekuda that it passes with underneath it, that's the Rifa. Just a shorthand. When you have a lot of tzchach posel, if you lost some rubo of tzchach posel, then you call them a misachich b'tzchach posel. You can no longer say, I'm a misachich b'tzchach posel. That's really the nekuda. I said it in shorthand. But just if you say it in full, it's not separable. Rashi holds when you have tzchach kosher kashir and tzchach posel that's less than a shir, then you're a misachich b'tzchach kosher. Because the tzchach posel is not enough to be misachich with. So I'm a misachich b'tzchach kosher. When I have a schach kosher kashir and I have a schach posel kashir, then I can no longer say I'm a misachach b'schach kosher. I'm not a misachach b'schach kosher more than I'm a misachach b'schach posel. I'm a misachach b'schach posel too, and that's already posel. That's possibility number one. Possibility number two. Maybe we could say that the difference is not between a lot of tzchach posel and a little tzchach posel. Maybe we could say the difference is, after all, Rav Chisda already told us that the din of sadin, the tzchach of the tzchach posel, is only when it's litzel. So that's called the tzchach. When it's not litzel, then it's no problem of misachah b'schach posel. Lenoi, for example, so it doesn't have a shem schach. There's no problem of misachah b'schach posel. So maybe we could say that an ilon is not litzel. Who says the ilon is litzel? I don't know why Hashem makes treat. Maybe it's not litzel. When I put up litzel, it's litzel. Ilon's just there. Who says it's litzel? But maybe the Etzel make a taste is the cell. What? Yeah, kind of yeah. Certainly we could say Yulun is the cell, but maybe we could say Yulun is not with cell.
Well,
very good question. Very good question. But hold off for a second with that question. But just to point out, if we would say this, that an Elon is not Litzel, then we would be marviyach the other steer in Rashi also. Then we would understand why Schach Lamal and the Esrim, Rashi says, does possible with somebody. Because that's Litzel. We wouldn't need the Rav Yoh, the Rashi was Chayz. We'd have Mamish Derech Merubach. Rashi Shita is that a whatever is litzel, that's chaposel, that's the misachik b'schaposel, that passes with what's underneath. What's not litzel, that's like Linoi doesn't passel, like a sadin Linoi doesn't passel. The same way a sadin Linoi doesn't passel, an Elon, that's chamsurumu, doesn't passel what's underneath it. This is mahalik b'sfas emesis.
Why do we have to take it so far that Elon's not for sale? Why can't we say the same chiluk that applies to that flogger, that is Elon didn't need a
haflogah,
but the
sabin
did the same
chiluk
here. And
why did
it say
daf
is not
the same?
Why?
But that Elon doesn't need a haflogah because
it didn't,
because
it's a shame
of the
atzmai.
It doesn't
have a shame
of schach,
and therefore that's why
it's not possible.
Something that has a shame
of schach. I understand the connection. That Elon doesn't need a shame of the atzmai that makes it shnei schochim. Doesn't need a flogger to be shnei schochem, because that's chad schochem, because that's its own name. But for the issue of am I being misachet with the makabel tumah? Am I being misachet with the ilum? So what does it matter? That's its own name. I'm still misachet with the ilum. So I don't hear so much. Why should it matter? The Indian say, why should it matter?
Illinois also, you already still getting itself from it. The fact that it gives itself not necessarily say that it's possible. Maybe we're saying that if you want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, what are you asking?
We're saying that why, the question of why Elon would be not on sale, even though it is giving sale.
No, I don't know. That, no, the point itself is not impossible. We could say it's not on sale. It gives sale. When you make a sadden, then we put up a sadden through an ice, it also makes sale. But that's not what it's there. That's not why I put it up. So the Elon, who knows why it's there? Maybe it's there to counter the greenhouse effect. I don't know. It's there for other reasons. But many, I don't know why it's there. It's there because it's there. So Elon is not, who says that Elon is let's sell? So mainly you could ignore it. Again, if you need it for the shear, then you have to, then you can't ignore it. But if you don't need it for the shear, then you can ignore it. It's not let's sell. Yeah, so right away, so Simon says this one, that Elon's not let's sell. Mainly he says it has a nibble and Isa. And he said that's the answer for the Rashi about the about Lamalam Asrim as well. Right, he takes care of all the steerus in Rashi. The question though is, so why when the Elon is Tilosa Mur Mechamosa, when the Elon is Tilosa Mur Mechamosa, so why is it called Shnei Schachim? It's not a Schach. Lav Schachim. If an Elon is not Litzel, then in the din of Shnei Schachim it also shouldn't be a problem. Just like we said before by the Rashi and Yudaman base, by a noy that's muflag dalad. So Rashi says the psul, when the noy is muflag dalad, is not shnei schochen. The psul, the problem is that it's oil maxic. Why didn't Rashi say it? Because of shnei schochen? So he said because Rashi was shitosi holds that it's not a, that when it's lenoyse, it's not a schach. So if it's not a schach, then it's not shnei schochen either. So afan noyma the gabi ilum, that when the ilum is silos and mechamoso also, so why is it called shnei schochen? What? Yeah, but Rashi holds a psul of tachas ilun as shnei schachim. Yeah, if it was some other psul, then you would be right. But Rashi can say there many times told us that the psul of ilun is al shnei schachim. So to be shnei schachim, l'chari has to have a shem schach. To have a shem schach. Yeah, a lot of we could say maybe the psul of sukkah tachas ilun is not doesn't need a shem schach. And maybe it's hard to say. The Maaser Rashi keeps calling the psul of sukkah tachas ilun. He calls it the psul of shnei schachim. I mean, I was thinking maybe we could say that maybe for the psul of shnei schachim you don't need the schach in the sense of a megan, of a meitzel. Maybe for shnei schachim it's enough to have two oilim. An oil it is. So it's shnei oilim. Yeah, maybe you don't need to have the. Yeah, I don't know. Rashi keeps calling it shnei schachim. And again, l'chora from the Rashi on the base, not mukhav, Rashi on the base, maybe there were other reasons why you didn't want to say shnei schachim. You don't want to get into machlokes of Chizkiya and Shmuel. You know, how much afloga do you need? Rashi only needs a shira afloga. If you leave psul shnei schachim, Rashi only needs a afloga even meskach posel. So if you're going to say the psul on yudam at base of noi hamuflug dalad is al shnei schachim, so then you're going to have to deal with the fact that machlokes of Chizkiya and Shmuel and say Chizkiya shitosloi and say hakim Shmuel is not mentioned in the Gemara on the base. Rashi, the other reasons why he talked about oil mapsik. Maybe a libid emes shnei schochem doesn't need to have a shem schach. Maybe shnei schochem means shnei. Well, I can say b'nusaf zeh. Maybe the psul of shnei schochem, the psul of kamitz starv schach posel b'ali schach kosher, the psul of mesachet with dover makabel tumu where Rashi calls. That's only if you're a mesachet if it's l'tzel. But the psul of shnei schochem, lo besukat tachas ha'ilon and lo besukat tachas ha'bayis, since the ilon is taka not a schach, it's not l'tzel. Maybe sukat tachas ilon. Maybe shnei schochem doesn't mean shnei. Things that have a shem schach. Maybe shnei schachim means two oilim. Maybe it means two oilim. Could be. Maybe we could say such a word. Or I think alternatively, this I like more, is to say maybe we could say like this, that when an ilum. That an Elon is not Litzel. Let's say that's an Elon is not Litzel. But when is an Elon not Litzel? When is Chamos and Rubo? Because when it's Chamos and Rubo, like the Ritva said, it's not an Elon, a lot of Elon. So then it's just Mechubar. Just a thing that's Mechubar. It's Chach Posel, it's not an Elon. So you have wood that's Mechubar. What is it? It's a stick. It's a bunch of sticks that are Mechubar, and it's not an Elon. So that's not Litzel. I didn't put it up Litzel. But when it gets a Shem Elon, maybe Elon Benson is Litzel. But when the Elon becomes Tilosim Ruma Chamos, then everybody can't say it's not Litzel. An Elon that has a Shem Elon, so it's, like we said before, it's Silchanoah. Avada Elon is Litzel. but only when it's an Elam. But Rashi and Tesla Mavesh are talking about Elam, it's Chamosim Ruba. Elam's Chamosim Ruba, Lav Elamu. Just a bunch of, it's a bunch of Mechuba. So Mechatesh, it's itself. So that so we could, maybe that should be a way to salvage the Sfasemis. You know, the Sfasemis just says the Elam's not itself. No, that's a possible. The Elam's not itself, it depends. When an Elam is an Elam, then it is itself. But when an Elam is not an Elam, then it's just Mechuba, then it's not itself. That's a possibility. Yeah.
The line of the Hakim Kedarius Hospital Kosher, according to the Sfasemis, essentially becomes you just don't have enough Sfas Kosher, meaning the Sfas Kosher is entirely irrelevant.
When, according to the Sfas Emes, when the Gemara says Hakam Stavs Chakosh of Adis Chakosul, so maybe it means like this. We could say it means really the Elon, the Chamsa Ruba, this non-Elon Elon, it's really not Litzel and it doesn't have a Shem Schach. But since I don't have enough Schach, so I want to mitzarf it to my Schach. Well, if you want to mitzarf it to your Schach, then it does become Schach. Because then I need it, then I want it. If I want it, then it does become Schach. But then it's half possible.
Rashi on that spot, Hakam Star points out that the Elon is possible because it's a Chubur.
Right.
But why would he even bother doing that? Why doesn't he just say that it's not potential to shame itself? And then
No. It's no psul. The Shem Tzel is not a psul. Shem Tzel is not a psul. The Shem Tzel is a
Maile.
But it's not possible to use. So I'll use it with Schach. If I can take something that wasn't put up with Shem Tzel, and I'll make it with Shem Tzel. And I'll designate it with Shem Tzel. It'll be Tassel and also. Actually, maybe it will be Tassel and Rossi. I don't know. It's worse than Tassel and Rossi. It's Mechuba. But Tassel and Rossi is another way to be possible. It's possible even more because it's Mechuba. But the Etzem, and what Rashi is saying, there I want this. I want it with self. Because I need it for my Shia. So then I am making it into Schach. But the problem is, but you want to make it into Schach, it's Schach possible. But if you don't need it, then you don't have to make it. If I have enough schach, I don't need the Elon, then I don't need to make the Elon itself. I don't have to designate it as schach. Then lav schach. Again, but only because it's not an Elon. The minute it becomes an Elon, then it's a schach, then it's shnei schach. There's a third possibility. This one, for the sake of completeness. This is the Sfas Emes. A lot of the big relich in the Sfas Emes that were miyashuv all the spheres in Rashi. The big drawback in this mahalik is that we have to deal with saying with saying that there's a difference between the Elam that's Tzilsul Meruba and the Elam that's not Tzilsul Meruba. The Tzilsul Meruba has a Shem Schach, and what is not Tzilsul Meruba doesn't have a Shem Schach. But that is okay. The third possibility, just for the sake of completeness, is maybe we could say that the Olam and Elam is Litzel. But maybe we could say that anything that's Chamsa Meruba is not Litzel. Not just the Elam. Maybe in general, things that are chamsa meruba are not litzel because they're chamsa meruba. By definition, if it's chamsa meruba, it's not litzel. We won't answer Rav Yostir. Then we're going to be back with Rav Yostir. This only malach that ends with Rav Yostir is the second. But as far as the seal we're dealing with now, this could be malach all by itself. And if I'm sorry, I can hear it very much. A thing, what makes something schach that it's litzel? To be litzel, you have to be tzilsul meruba. Tzilsul Meruba, if you're Chamsa Meruba, then you're not Litzel. So an Elam that's Chamsa Meruba is Taka Natska, Lav Stoffel. Then you're not a Mitzacha, but you're a Mekabel Tuma. A Sadden is Tzilsul Meruba. If it's Tzilsul Meruba and it was Litzel, then you're a Mitzacha, but you're a Mekabel Tuma. So those are the three possibilities into the Asher Lestir and Asher. Possibility number one is that L'Olam and Elam is Litzel, but Rashi only argues with the Rivah when the Elam is in something, when the Schach possible is Chamsa Meruba. When it's Chamsa Meruba, then you can say, you'll ignore it. I'm Mesachach with the Schach. I'm not Mesachach with the possible Schach. Because my kosher Schach is Losa Meruba, my possible Schach is Chamosa Meruba. So what's the thing that I'm being Mesachach with? I'm being Mesachach with the Schach HaKosher. But when they're both Shilosa Meruba, then he agrees to the rule. You can't just say, well, I'm Mesachach with the kosher Schach. The possible Schach is just as big. By Ulmi Haimihai. Then I'll talk of, you're called the Mesachach with Dolom Makabal. That was Malach number one. Malach number two is the Sasemis, that an Elam is talking about itself, and an Elam is like an Oysa. The Relich and that Mahalach is that we answer up the Rav Yosef also. The drawback is that then we have to deal with, well, if an Elam is not itself, so why when you have an Elam that Silas and Ruba is it called Shnei Schachim? So maybe the Chalach, then the Elam becomes the Elam, then it's a full-fledged Elam really is itself. But when the Elam is Chamos and Ruba, then the Sasemis says that the Elam is not itself. And the last Mahalach is to say that the Olam and Elon is like a Satan, as much as the Sadin is Litzel, I mean, Mayan Nishar, Mayan Chama, anyone knows basically Nilan is Litzel. But things that are Chamosim Ruber are not called Litzel. Or they're by definition not a Schach. Things that are Chamosim Ruber by definition are not a Schach. So when something is Chamosim Ruber, you're not a Mishachach, but Dorah Makabal Tumma. Because it's not, you're not a Mishachach. The same way if something, a Sadin that wasn't made Litzel, is not called a Schach. So even something that was made with itself, but it's not doing the job because it doesn't have enough to be made so. Because Chamsa Ruba, remember Rashi's beating of the Masechta, when you have Chamsa Ruba, the cell is bottled. We have Areu Kamisha Enoi. So when something is made so, but it's only Chamsa Ruba, so it means it's not made so. Because whatever cell it has is bottled by Areu Kamisha Enoi. So something whose cell is Kamisha Enoi is not a made so. If it's not a made so, it's not a Schach. So every Elon that's Chamsa Meruba, or anything that's Chamsa Meruba, is not a Meitzel, and therefore Lav Schachu, and therefore doesn't pass what's underneath it. Yeah, and so that's maybe the easiest Mahal. But again, we don't solve the Rav Yos. The only Mahal for solve the Rav Yos theory is the Svesa. We're not Mechliyuf for solve the Rav Yos theory. The Rav Yos said it's a Chazor Nash. Okay, we have to stop here.